You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Morning to you. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Michael Francis McNamara with you here on a Friday. Hey. What does it say about your country when I would guess, what would we call the FBI, the most senior law enforcement agency in the nation, their number one guy is making an idiot of himself in public after he tried to play both ends against the middle, and it didn't work out. I mean, he's a yes and no guy. He's not a political compromise guy. He's a law enforcement guy. You know? And I think that dude lost his way in a big way. When you're in those positions and you don't say yes or no, your path is going to be fraught with danger. So I watched James Comey and I scratch my head. What were you doing? What did you think you could do? Did you think you could engineer all these compromises and it not, as a law enforcement guy, and it not come back to bite you right in the ass? And I'll tell you what, it's not biting him in the ass. It's engulfing him. Right? And then you have his number two guy who, aboard of his own peers, recommended that he be fired, and now charges have been referred to the federal attorney in the District of Washington, who will decide whether Andrew McCabe will be charged with perjury. That's number one and number two. You know, thank God the rank and file people of the FBI, you know, are what they are. Because, good God, if this is the shit, and it is, it's pretty depressing to watch all of this, you know. And then you travel to Congress, right? And the reason I play this on a daily basis is simply to remind myself.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been.
Okay, he doesn't say Congress, but that's who this is pointed at.
On our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military.
And that was okay with them, okay? That was okay with them. And so it's pretty depressing, Donald Trump aside, you know, you could have put Hillary Clinton in the White House and you'd have the same kind of shit show going on relative to people that take an oath and then just they don't live up to it. If you can't live up to it, quit. But you're supposed to, I mean, the whole thing is just disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And so I don't know. It's very depressing to watch the news on a daily basis. And a guy like Mike Pompeo can't get confirmed as the Secretary of State. Number one in his class at West Point, served in the Army, confirmed at the CIA, but he not, you know, for whatever reason. It's just a stupid game we play, right? Most interesting this morning is now the teachers have seen the blueprint to get raises and just walk out and say we're not going back. Okay. What's interesting about that is the fiscal management of each one of these states. And I would just tell you this, as somebody who's watched education for a number of years doing talk radio, I've watched local school boards, I've watched state university systems. You can never fund education enough for the people that run it. And then crawl up their ass and ask them to be accountable for it, and they recoil at you. Like, So, education is a bottomless pit. The question is, what do you fund? And as soon as you don't fund it to their liking, what you get, and they're a powerful political bloc too, because they vote. There's a lot of teachers out there, a lot of people that work for school districts. They've got unions. Most of them have spouses or significant others. And they exercise no small amount of political power in communities. So we watch that. Now the interesting thing about these teacher walkouts will be the second and third order effects in a state budget. Okay, so we just increased funding for education by 20%. Where does that come from? Well, we just legalized pot. hopefully that makes up the difference. Hope's not a course of action. I thought that was going to go to infrastructure. Yeah, we'll just continue to kick that down the road until overpasses start falling and bridges start falling and shit like that. Okay, that sounds good. We can make that work. So, yeah, again, my whole thing for, and I have this to say about Comey. When you put in your memo that the president told you that Vladimir Putin said Russia has beautiful hookers, like, what is that? What does that have to do with anything? Comey to me, I mean, I heard that yesterday. I was like, what a jackass. What does that have to do anything? That's a Bushido violation like no other. Comey's a clown. Okay? Yeah, key the calliope music. What the hell did I do with that? I put it someplace. I have no idea. I have no idea where I put the calliope music. But you could just crank the calliope music up when Comey walks in. Because look, if the president said that goes in your official memo, little snitch bitch. Yeah, like, okay, write down that he wanted to talk to you about that. But what significance does Putin's comment about beautiful hookers in Russia? Let me just tell you, if you're a rich guy, you have access to beautiful hookers everywhere you go. Those are rich guy rules. Comey doesn't know that? He's a clown. All right? He's a clown. No wonder he appears on The View all the time. Yeah. Because he's a clown. Yeah, it's just like, what a joke, in my opinion. What an absolute joke of a leader. A leader stands up and says yes and no, and they can see it coming. Let me tell you, and I'll give you one for example. Neller in front of the Senate Armed Service Committee, taking face shot after face shot after face shot, not offering excuses, just say, hey, we're going to fix this. We're going to fix this. And then going about the hard work of trying to fix it. That's what leaders do. You know, the stuff that Comey does, and now he's squared off against his second in command. One of those two guys is lying. But it's just depressing to watch it. Yeah. Russia has beautiful hookers. Whoa, hey, so does America. Our high-end hookers, they're self-employed models. They're not really hookers. I mean, come on. Okay? It's not what they do, you know. Well, maybe it is what they do, but they're at the high end, okay? They're rich guy hookers. They're not poor guy hookers. You're not going to find them driving around. That's not the way they do business. So, anyway, so much for that. All right, it's Friday. I've actually had an interesting week. There's an article I want to talk about. The teacher thing to me is going to be interesting because, like, everybody's watching, like, so all they did was they said they weren't going to work, and then they went and they hung out at the state capitol. And they got 20%? What? All right, boys and girls, let's do this. Yeah, 20%. Hey, and just so you know, memo to all of you, the education line item in your state budget, that's not a little one, okay? That's a big line item. So when you're talking about 20% of that, you're talking about a decent chunk of change. So, Stand by. Now, we're going to talk food here. We'll do news headlines, and then we'll talk about food. And again, I want to reemphasize, I want to congratulate the volunteer state, the Tennessee National Guard, for absolutely throwing those two idiots out. Actually, three of them. The person that taped it was a first sergeant. So you had a first sergeant recording the event. You had a master sergeant with her hand puppet reciting the oath of enlistment, and you had a dumbass colonel who goes along with the whole thing. Again, like, come on. Oh yeah, this is just the oath is a joke. Let's just make a carnival of it. Yeah, key the carnival music. Where's the calliope music? For God's sakes, McNamara, get the calliope music. It's the shit show. It's the shit show music. How do you spell Calliope? C-A-L-L. Calliope. Did you mean Calliope? Yeah, that's what I meant. How do you spell Calliope? C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E. James Comey comes walking in. Hey, Jimmy, you little snitch bitch with your Russian whore comment in your official notes. Sit down and shut up, you pinhead idiot. Yeah, I swear to God, Comey. And here's my point about Comey. You think when Trump got elected, how many times do you think Comey got warned about Trump? Hey, man, that guy will run you over. Okay? That guy will run you over. You need to keep notes. Okay? And you need to be on your J-O-B. Got it, Comey? Yeah, I got it, man. You're like the 80th person that's told me that today. Okay? I got it. Okay. So, now, fast forward to the meeting, okay, in the Oval Office or one of those rooms in the White House, right? The president says, all right, it's been great. Thank you for coming, everybody. Jim, I need to talk to you. Son-in-law looks at him and says, you want me to stay? He looks at son-in-law and says, no, you need to go too. You need to run along. Okay, now, Comey, with everything that he's been told, every admonition in the world, it's going to be me and him. What do you think we're going to talk about? Where his limo parks when he comes over to the FBI building? That's probably not going to be it. What else? Why else would he clear the room to talk to me? Oh, this is what everybody and their mother, not only their mother, but their mother's fat brother has even told me about this. That ass clown. He said, hey, when you're in a room with Trump, keep your hand on your wallet and don't say anything, okay? And if he wants to talk about the investigation, tell him you can't go there, okay? Oh, my God. You're like now the fat brother of everybody's mother has even told me that? Yeah. Okay, so now here's the moment of truth. So you have Comey and the president. And the president says, hey, look. Putin says he's got some awesome hookers. Really? Wow, that's awesome. You know, I'm kind of a Boy Scout. I really don't like to talk about stuff like this. Trump says, whatever, okay. All right, let's talk about the investigation of Flynn. And at that point, when you're a yes or no guy and you leave the FBI, what do? You look him straight in the face. You've been warned again. You have the voices of everybody from your wife to your best friends, to your professional mentors, right, to include guys like Mueller, who I'm sure spoke to him, to your mother's friends, fat brothers, all booming, shut him down, don't go down this road with him. And so Trump says, you know, this thing with Flynn, and I don't know, right? And what does Comey do? Here's the head of the FBI. What do I say? All he does is he looks at him, he says, Mr. President, as the director of the FBI, I cannot have this conversation with you. And then Trump would be Trump, right? So he would attempt to brush that aside and continue. Yeah, Jim, I got it. We're not really going to talk about the investigation. We're just going to talk about Flynn. And hey, and then you put your hand up and you say, Mr. President, I'm leaving. I can't have this conversation with you. And then if Trump says, but you stand up and you said, thank you for dinner, and you wait to get fired. But your job is the director of the FBI. Now, let me just tell you the character flaw. Okay. Where does this come from? This negotiated, let's dial it back. Loretta Lynch calls. Hey, Jim, Loretta. Hey, Loretta, what's up? What's shaking, baby? Hey, that's Madam Baby to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, General. Because if they call the Attorney General, they call the Attorney General General. I'm sorry, General. That's better. This investigation into Hillary Clinton's server, we're not going to call it an investigation. We're just going to call it a matter. Okay, now, the same fork in the road. You're the FBI, right? You do investigations. It's what you do. Okay, Comey's a yes or no guy, right? At the top of the pyramid, yes or no? Knees buckle. Half man down. Not very much of a man. Half man, quarter man, eighth of a man, kind of man, maybe not so much manly, down. All right? Yeah. Comey. This matter. Give me a break. You know? It's just a dude in over his head. You see people in over their head? And again, the requirement isn't to be perfect, but you got to be erring on the right side. And Comey, he fails, constantly failing. So then after the meeting with the president, right, he writes memo. I wonder what if he wrote a memo after, you know, his conversation with General Lynch, Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, not to be confused with Major General Jarvis Lynch. I wonder if he wrote a memo about that. Hey, she told me to say this, and I'm not really comfortable saying this. And I talked to my staff, and they said this. Yes or no, Jimbo? Yeah, the answer is okay. So he compromises himself constantly. So anyway, Comey comes in. What a bozo, so. It still slays me that the hooker comment gets in there. What else did he say? Did he talk any shit about his wife? Hey, Melania. Wow, did you see her in that blue dress today? Was she smoking hot or what? Yeah, I won the lottery on that deal. Yikes. Yeah. Have I ever told you, Jim, why I always walk behind Melania? God, she's got a great ass, doesn't she? You know, I mean, why didn't that get in the memo? What a clown. Yeah, and I hope he gets what he gets. I hope at some point because he leaks. Didn't even have the guts to stand, hold his own press conference. He leaked his shit to other people. Classified shit. So it just, anyway. Anyway, so I watch this stuff. Like, how does this end well for the country? These are the people that are running the show. The top two people at the FBI under indictment. And not under indictment yet. But certainly under my indictment. I would indict both their asses. Yeah, both you two ass clowns. You're headed to prison. Comey. Sit down, choir boy. I got no time for your bullshit. All right, Comey, you failed. That oath that you took, you might as well. Yeah, the sock puppet. Get her in here. Get that Mass Sergeant in here. Mass Sergeant, did you give the sock puppet oath to Comey? Because I don't think he really understood that his is real. Oh, and then right as the music ends, guess who walks in? Good old Andy McCabe. Hey, Drew, what's up? Talked to any media outlets lately and lied about it? Who, me? Of course not. Oh, that's right. You don't do that shit, do you? I mean, and then, like, then they'll be like, Mr. McNamara, you have an appointment up on Capitol Hill. Like, oh, shit. Now those ass clowns who can't pass a budget, right, who can't pass a budget, who have single-handedly crimped the national defense, and now we get to pay for it. Okay? So, anyway. So, with all that said, the American shit show continues, and we endeavor to make our way through it. So, good morning to you here on a Friday morning. Hope you're having a better morning. If you're a teacher, good luck to you. If you're a legislator and you cave in to the teachers and then you got to go find extra money, good luck to you. If you're a taxpayer, stand by because your shit's getting thrown in the street, man. Because one, they can't manage their money. And two, all you got to do, I had a peer that when I was on the city council. And he used to say, a majority of citizens in the city is, I want to say 67, because that's how many seats there were in the city hall chamber. If you packed the chamber, you would get something out of it. If you could get 67 people, the city council would roll because they can't take the heat. So there you have it. There you have it. So hold on, here's email. Bro, you need to go back to bed. You need to go back to bed. It's Friday. You're supposed to be happy. You know, I am moderately happy. I'm just, I watch this shit on a daily basis. And Comey, the thing is crazy. Somebody call that punk ass bitch out for being a clown. PAB as it's known, punk ass bitch. Right. Again. Why didn't he stand up and do the right thing for the FBI? And we need to get to ground truth with he and McCabe. That little game that they were playing. How does he not look at Andy McCabe and say, hey, bud, your wife's involved in politics. You know, I can't have you in this position. You can't be the number two guy when your wife's running for election. Okay? It's just not going to look good. So we're going to send you to the office in El Paso. El Paso? Director, El Paso's a shithole. Oh, yeah, I know it's a shithole. Trust me, I've been to El Paso. And you're not going to like it because you're one of these Ivy League pretty boys we hired, kind of like me, to run the thing. The last thing you expected was ever do any hard work here. You're just schmoozing and making decisions on other people's lives. But, yeah, I think you've crossed into an area where I need to protect the FBI, okay, because the shit you deal with is too sensitive, and the accusation of us being partisan, I can't have. Got it, Andy? Pack your shit. Get out. There's a flight leaving for El Paso tonight. I expect you to be on it. Yeah, that didn't happen. Just so you know, that didn't happen. Protect the FBI. That's his responsibility. Do you think you need to be part of the Mensa group? Okay? Do you think you need to be part of that group to figure that one out? The group that can solve Rubik's Cube? Like, who the hell can solve Rubik's Cube? Mensa, the High IQ Society, provides a forum for intellectual exchange among its members. There are members in more than 100 countries around the world. Activities include exchange of ideas through lectures, discussions, journal, special interest groups, local, regional, national, and international gatherings. That's right. Mensa. You don't have to be part of that group to know that if Andy McCabe's wife is running for political office as anything other than an independent and accepting no money except that which her children raised by standing out on the corner with Folgers cans saying, "My mommy's running for office. Can you donate?" Sure, son. Here you go. Good on you for getting out here raising your money. Because I do that. In fact, I had these kids come and affect flyers out on my counter. And you don't see this very often anymore, right? Girl Scout cookies, where do you get them? Do they come door to door and knock on your door and say, "Hi, I'm raising money for my Girl Scouts. Would you like to buy Girl Scouts?" No, it's their mother raising the money. The girl's standing in front of the table at your local supermarket, but you don't see. So whenever I see kids coming door to door, it doesn't matter what they're selling. They could be selling weed, right? And I hear this. I go to the door. Open the door. Hello? Hi. Now they've got their little envelope and shit, and I look at them like, "Yeah, what do you want?" And they say, "I'm raising money for my..." And these two... Okay, so here's what I see. I'm mowing the lawn, okay? Me and Joe are out in front. The dog, Joe, are out in front. And it was hot, too. It was like almost 90. Like, so I'm not sure why I was mowing the lawn when it was like upper 80s, but I was. Anyway, so I see on the other side of the street these two kids, both of them have envelopes, they have t-shirts on, matching type. And then about maybe a block back is an adult walking. And he's got a backpack on. And I'm like, "Oh, they must be raising money for something." And then, so I'm like, okay, well, when they come to my side, I mean, I'm all in, cause I want to reward them for getting off their dead asses and out from behind their cell phones and doing some shit, right? So that's the way I do it, okay? I don't care what you're selling. You could be selling stolen hubcaps. "Yeah, what do you want?" "Sir, we're raising money for our gang." "Awesome. What are you selling?" "Sir, we have hubcaps." They have a wagon full of hubcaps. "Yeah, I don't need any hubcaps, but here's $30 for just getting off your dead ass and doing something. Keep doing it, man. That's how you be something in your life." Yeah, so I'm all about that. And I'm not even sure why I'm telling this story. Oh, so Joe's out there with me. Jack doesn't like being out there when I mow the lawn because... I have the dogs kind of like on these coated cables. And, so Jack, I'm mowing the lawn. This is months ago. I'm mowing the lawn and Jack like runs at something. The cable's on the grass. So it's like, what are the odds the lawnmower's going to suck up the cable? None, right? It's not. The cable lays flat on the grass, so I drive over it. No harm, no foul. Okay, so now I don't have to, now that he could be running around, I don't have to move the cable and stop and all that bullshit. So now I'm coming back, and I go to do it again. It didn't work out. It didn't work out right. So what happens is the lawnmower blade, and the cable's a long cable. So Jack goes airborne en route towards the lawnmower, right? I hear the noise of the cable in the blade, and I, you know, you have to depress like this bar that goes across the handle where you push. I let go of that. The engine stops, right? Jack's a few feet from the lawnmower, and he's scarred though for life. he hears the sound of the lawnmower. He heads for under the bed, shaking like a leaf. I'm like, dude, get over it, man. Quit being a punk. Get out here and man up, Jack. So I'll take, so Joe's out in front with me when these kids came by. But yeah, that's the way I am. I reward all that behavior. You want to know why? Because it makes them be industrious people. And I told them that too. I said, you want to know the reason why? These little kids, right? I don't know how old they were. They were like 7 and 8 maybe. So I said, hey, do you want to know why I'm giving you money? And they look at me. And the dad's like now like, I had said hi to him. And I asked, I said, are they all together? He said, yes. I said, can I write one check and they could all have $5 of it? So I write him a check for $20. And so I get these kids. I said, hey, you want to know why I'm giving you this money? And they're like, why? I said, because you're doing something, right? What do you raise the money for? And they said, choir. I said, I hate choir. They looked at me like, what? I said, and they're like, choir's awesome. I said, no, it's not. Choir's not awesome. Let me tell you what's awesome, son. No, I didn't say that. I said, I hate choir. I hate choir. My daughter was in it. I used to have to go all the time. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? But let me tell you something. What you're going to learn in choir, being a good teammate, discipline going to practice, all right, hard work to get better, that's how you get better in life. And the man was standing there, and he's nodding his head. I said, if you're going to be a success in anything, you have to be disciplined, and you have to know how to work hard, and you got to know how to treat other people with respect. And you're going to learn all that in choir. So don't quit. Always get off your butt and work hard, and that's why I'm giving you this money today. You got it? They're like, yeah. They're looking at me like, who is this crazy guy with the dog over there that's shaking like a leaf? And I said, all right, get off my lawn now. And they left. Yeah, welcome to the Marine Corps. So, anyway, good Friday morning to you, our nation. Holy shit, what a shit show. All right, so with all that said, on Friday, Whitney Houston's here. The Chinese are acting like idiots again in the South China Sea, but guess what? Nobody's noticing. You want to know why? Because the media is transfixed on James Comey's comments about Russian hookers. Yeah. The Australians sailing through the South China Sea, that used to be an open body of water, right, get approached by a Chinese destroyer telling them to get out of the South China Sea. The Australians said, hey, mate, ain't going to do it. So, yeah. This happened in Iraq in 2006, blowing the absolute shit out of Fallujah and it being in a newspaper every day. Then Muqtada al-Sadr gets surrounded in Najaf. All the media leave. And then we absolutely lay waste to Fallujah. But nobody's there. No, this is 2004, actually. Nobody's there to cover it. And so the question is, if nobody's covering it in the media, did it actually happen? I would tell you it didn't happen. It's all a figment of your imagination. And so that's the game to South China going on in the South China Sea. The Chinese, yeah, nobody's paying attention. We got the Kim thing going on. We got the chemical thing going on. So let's lock this bitch down. Hey, just to the Chinese, and because I listen, I look at the demographics of All Marine Radio. They listen in China. Yeah. Hey, so all you Chinese counter intel people, we're on to your shit. And your Navy is a pimple on our Navy's ass. Now, we got to work at unscrewing our own Navy, but when we do, your shit's over. This is dedicated to this version is dedicated to the Warrior Reunion Foundation. James Ferguson was on yesterday, along with Dan Robertson, both former captains in the Marine Corps, and Ferguson is has started something. And on the same vein as All Marine Radio, the reason the Commandant has declared this the year of the reunion is because reunion promote connection. Connection promotes suicide mitigation and quality of life enhancement. All right. So this is dedicated to his efforts. Good on him for starting it. If you're planning a reunion, ping those guys, because it's not going to cost you anything, and they're going to bring their expertise into your planning and to make it a better event. And again, because what reunions seek to do is reconnect people. And now, I mean, it's really cool that not only can you see each other, but you can stay connected. And there's those ties don't go away. So anyway. On a Friday, the Warrior Reunion Foundation. Well done.
Our fight is not my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
I'll get to some emails and texts here in a minute. Here's one. Mac, obviously in a hurry this morning, didn't take your meds? Question mark. Not too late to get back in the bathroom. Take a break. Play the explosion. Let us hear Nielsen. Go take your meds, bro. You'll feel better. You'll feel better. Trust me. Here's another one. Boy Scout my ass. More like boy. Comey the clown. Hey, and again, I don't. You can. You know. I don't care which issues you want to talk about. Well, if you want to talk the issues with the Democrats, the issues with the Republicans, he failed. Was not up to the job of being a yes or no guy at the top of the pyramid. Everybody below you makes things work. Yeah, well, here's what the director decided. We're headed this way, so this has got to happen. The director decides yes or no. And when you, as Mike says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Congratulations. But when you have people at that level doing it, and not realizing that when you dance like that, you put the whole institution in jeopardy. And let me tell you, I mean, look, what would you say the low point for the FBI is in its history? J. Edgar Hoover cross-dressing? Nah. That was interesting. Certainly the low point. Low point was probably J. Edgar Hoover's files that he used supposedly to blackmail everybody. Those files. Where were they when he died? What was going to happen? Yeah, just the fact that that little reign of terror would go on. Joe, I'm going to beat his ass. Anyway, another email. Dude, are you kidding me? You ran over your dog's leash with a lawnmower? Sent him airborne towards the lawnmower, and you're wondering why he's traumatized every time you turn that son of a bitch on? You're dumber than a fence post. Okay, look, it was cable. It's metal wire. It's not like any kind of leather or kind of fabric leash. It would go up into the chute. I still don't understand how it happened. All I'm thinking is maybe the wire was bent So the first time I rolled over, it was flat. The second time I rolled over, there was a bend in it. And so it kind of hopped up into the blade. Otherwise, it should have laid flat when I rolled over it like it did the first time. That makes sense to me. And the other thing, Jack, come on, man, suck it up. Okay, so you went airborne, so you flew for the lawnmower. You didn't go in it. It's just kind of a bad experience, like falling off your bike. What was that? Happened, done. He's a dog. He doesn't know. But just, I haven't done it again. I stopped now. But, yeah, sorry about that, Jack. And let me tell you, he shakes like a leaf, too. Hold on. I got to get to the weather because I like doing the weather. Quantico, sunny and 49 with small craft advisory. No, actually, I don't even know what kind of advisory, but it says there's only one. And my educated guess is that it's a small craft advisory. What is it? I just clicked on it. Small craft advisory for Quantico. Until 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Friday, April 20th. All right. That done. All right. Camp Lejeune, sun and 56. Granbury, Texas. Whoa, same clouds and 56. Big Timber, Montana. Sun and 44. Montana man, he's a Red Sox fan, right? He constantly is like texting, hey, what channel's the Red Sox game on? Dude, get your shit together. I'm not a Red Sox fan, and I'm not going to tell you what channel it's on. I'm done with that. The person who's responsible for your Red Sox viewing habit would be Musselman. Text him. Don't group text on that, okay? Although, I told you, Napa man's a nice guy. He said, I'm watching it on the local on local KCAL here in Southern California. That's the wrong answer, jackass. All right, 29 Palms, sun and 56. How about that? Camp Lejeune, Granbury, Texas, and Marine Corps Base 29 Palms all reporting the same temperature. Yeah, never happened. 3 times 56. Camp Pendleton, clouds and 50. Okinawa, dark, cloudy, 71. So Okinawa's warmed up a little bit. Marsha's warmed up a little bit in Afghanistan. Dark, cloudy. Dark, clear in 68 at the home of All Marine Radio. It is mostly cloudy, 54 degrees. Headed for a high of 70 today with some clouds. 75 tomorrow, 74 on Sunday, chance of precipitation is zero. All right, another text message. An active duty Marine wouldn't have run over the dog's gable. It appears a little bush league, LOL. Look, I'm mowing the lawn. He's running around. I say to myself, what are the odds if I run over this thing that it's going to get sucked up in the engine? And the first time I did, I thought, not good. I mean, it's not a wire. It's a cable, right? It's a coated cable. Yeah. So, I'm validated by, because I did it once and it worked. Second time, not so much, man. Cable all wound up in the blade and shit. Jack's yelping. I'm like, relax. Nobody's hurt. You might be mentally scarred forever. So, here's a Comey email. There's a couple Comey. We hate Comey emails. This one's just entitled Comey. Apparently, it's been revealed that McCabe, this is from Ohio Man. Ohio Man pays attention to the news, and he's not afraid to fire up the black helicopter either. Right? Apparently, it's been revealed that McCabe received a phone call from the Department of Justice in 2016 to shut down the investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Speculation is that it was Sally Yates that made the phone call. The stench is getting stronger. Where did the hundreds of millions of dollars that was flowing into the Clinton Foundation go? All they have produced is some funding for anti-AIDS work in Africa. Are you shitting me? I don't think the Uranium One thing is a settled issue yet. Where is 60 Minutes? Where is the Washington Post? Apparently the fear or the loyalty to the Clintons is stronger than the Pulitzer Prize. I'm holding out hope that Mueller rocks D.C. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Hope's not a COA, right? Hope's not a course of action. And I have to give a shout out to Beverly, who lives in North Dakota. She is all over the All Marine Radio archive. When there's a link that doesn't work or is linked to the wrong thing, Beverly lights my shit up. She lights my ass up. All right. So yesterday there was a link that didn't work for like 30 minutes and I caught it. And so I get an email later. Good thing I double checked before I sent the email because I was about to stick my foot up your ass relative to that link that you fixed. I'm like, damn, Beverly, back off me. So anyway, I was trying to find the show that when Gunner started talking about the fruit bat, because it's really funny. Because I think it's relatively close to when we talked about the Afghan bear dog and him laughing his ass off talking about, like, what would they need a chain that big for, right? But he knows this dog sprinting at him. Oh, my God. So he tells that story. And then he talks about his phobias. And so I couldn't find it because I'm an idiot in terms of categorizing it. What I did was I put the title as Gunner's Phobias, and I didn't have any reference to fruit bat. So lo and behold, yeah, let me tell you, Beverly, if you asked her, hey, Beverly, when did Matt call James Comey and ask Tom for the first time? Beverly wouldn't. She knows. She's got a memory like you can't believe. So Beverly knows that stuff. So anyway, here it is. August 17th, Mike and Mike, Gunner's Phobias. There you go, 2016. It's hard to believe that was almost 2 years ago, the fruit bat story. Let me tell you, and if you've never, I'll play part of it. I have to go through the audio before Mike comes on and find it. Because the fruit bat story, him telling it the first time, was hilarious. Was absolutely hilarious. Yeah, Gunner's three worst phobias. Banana spider, the Philippine fruit bat, and the camel spider. Yeah, Beverly's the one that told me about, hey, you need to make a category for Mike and Mike. That way it's easy to find. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Here's another email. I'm with you on Comey. Although I hate Trump, I will say this. Comey's such a clown. He wants everybody to understand what he was trying to do. When you have big jobs, you got to cut a big path. You got to be up to it. And saying no to political hacks when you're a law enforcement dude, that's just part of it. You grow up doing it. Whether you're a sheriff, whether you're a police chief, you're constantly crossing paths with political appointees and their bullshit agendas. Your job is to protect your organization's integrity and to do the right thing. And Mac, well said on the yes or no thing. That is what people at the top do. Everybody else below them, they make things work. Comey doesn't, to me, seem suited for the top job. He doesn't seem to be comfortable in the role of yes or no. I bet he's a shitty parent, too. That's what parents do. No. Why? Because I said so. That's why. You need anything else? No, I'm out. Good call, bro. All right, the headlines today. I'm only gonna do happy headlines today. All right, I don't want to do ugly headlines. Happy headlines. No reports of transgender troops affecting unit cohesion. Marine Corps and Navy leaders say. Yeah, like cohesion. I'm not sure. We would love to have transgenders around. Right? That would be just a complete kick in the ass to go on Libo. Yeah. So, I mean, again, the issue relative to the whole transgender thing, once you pull the curtain back, is, are you a widget? Okay? Because you can't tell us, I'll be a widget in 3 years. That doesn't work for us, okay? Because we don't allow you to do that with your knee. Okay. We might allow you, if you're an amputee in combat, to do that. But you've earned that right. So, anyway. This is kind of an interesting good news story, and it ties into something that we were talking about yesterday. And this is, you know, when we talk about denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, what the North Koreans will tell you is, yeah, so when we talk about that, we mean the United States leaves the peninsula. All right, and this is coming from Seoul. Headline, North Korean leader removes major nuclear sticking point. South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who loves the Marine Corps, said Thursday that his rival, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, isn't asking for withdrawal of U.S. troops from the Korean Peninsula as a precondition for abandoning his nuclear weapons. If true, this would seem to remove a major sticking point to a potential nuclear disarmament deal. Okay. I have this to say about that. If that's true, I'm still looking for the showstopper in all this. And what's going on in North Korea? All right? I don't get what's going on. He is either somebody that we never thought he would be, or there's been some kind of epiphany or change, because that has always been a pillar of their policy. So, all right, so let me just dial through very, very quickly. I'm not even going into the stories if they're not good news stories. Okay. And again, I also want to reaffirm my shout-out to the Tennessee National Guard for shit-canning a colonel who was reduced and forced to retire as lieutenant colonel. The master sergeant was a full-time Tennessee Air National Guard employee. She got fired, and a first sergeant who videotaped the stupid-ass ceremony, he got kicked out of his job as a first sergeant, and I don't know what they're doing with him. But, again, those are big deals, okay? It's like, oh, you know, what was the harm in her using her sock puppet? Don't go there with me, okay? If you don't understand it, then just shut up, okay? Today's top five stories in the early bird. And let me just tell you, the early bird has some confused people. Number one, California officials say Pentagon has confirmed National Guard funding despite Trump threat. Two, will U.S. confront Iran's forces in Syria? That's not a happy headline, but I thought I'd read it anyway. Three, President of the United States has rolled out new rules for weapons and drone sales abroad. So that's big business in DOD land. Pentagon corrected a statement relative to the F-22's role in the Syria strike. Mm-hmm. And the Pentagon is also building an AI product factory, artificial intelligence. Not only are we going to have robots, we're going to have robots controlling robots because they can do it quicker. According to the Pentagon, sarin gas was likely used in Syria. The half-life of most of those elements is 2 weeks. We're on day 13 right now. And so the game that the Russians and the Syrians are playing are they're creating gunfire and explosions around the site, so that, and then telling the the chemical weapons inspectors that they can't come there, and that then most of the agents will have dissipated. Okay, naturally, you can only test for them for 2 weeks. The interesting story. I already told you the story about the Australians. There's an interesting story today in the Asia Times. You'll find Grant Newsham stuff in the Asia Times. Grant going to be with us on Monday or Tuesday. China show of force pushes Philippines back to America. U.S. aircraft carrier's arrival at Manila Bay, the second docking in a month, came days after China's largest ever naval exercise in the South China Sea. Earlier this month, China conducted its largest ever military exercise in the South China Sea, raising new concerns about the future of freedom of navigation and overflight in the contested maritime region. The exercise put it... Now, mind you, the South China Sea, I mean, doesn't have a Chinese coast on it. You have to go out of the South China Sea into the East China Sea to get the Chinese coast. That's how bullshit this is. Exercises put a new spotlight on the Philippines, with the United States and its key regional security allies now bidding to step up their strategic cooperation with Manila. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's warming ties with China, with ongoing discussions over energy and other resource sharing arrangements in the contested area, has raised U.S. concerns over China's rising influence over its smaller neighbors. So what China is seeking to do is everything along the coast of Vietnam, Malaysia, and the Philippines now will be developed jointly between Beijing and whatever small-ass country is trying to develop it. Or else, guess what? We're not going to allow you to import products into China, which will throw your economy into a tailspin, which will get your ass voted out of office. While Duterte has reached to Beijing, his security establishment and other prominent Filipinos have remained more circumspect. Those divergent views have been on full display in recent months, witnessed in a flurry of strategic exchanges with the U.S. and its regional partners. So, Philippines, the institutions in the Philippines do not share their president's affinity for China. Or as President Trump says, China. All right, we're going to take a break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. The All Marine Radio head chef's going to be with us. And we'll find out. Actually, we're going to talk about, and I'm posting these to the website here momentarily, but he sent me, actually, he doesn't do any of the hard work. His better half, the lovely Beth, does. Ham and cheese pie. Yeah. And thick and hearty frittatas. Is that how you say that? Frittata? Frittita? Frittata? You say frittita, I say frittata. Let's just get along. Something like that. All right. So we'll do that. And then the gunner's going to join us. I got to find the fruit bat stuff. So, yeah. More of All Marine Radio on a Friday. Another email. Mac, do you think you'll ever dedicate? You think you'll ever dedicate the Marines hymn to James Comey? There will be about 12 inches of ice in hell, right, when that happens, all right? I'm not saying it won't. It'll just be a frosty day.
Whoa! All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.